If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're going to talk about 5 signs of timing, understanding the stages of detecting breast cancer. And I want to really encourage you to make an appointment today to get your screening. Screen is so important for us to do right now. With the technology advancements we have in the healthcare field, put you first, get some screenings done today if you are a candidate. So breast cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer affecting women worldwide. We know that early detection is key to successful treatment, but also making awareness of its signs and stages is really crucial. So today we're going to talk about 5 significant signs. We're going to talk about the timeline of detection and provide some insight into that as well. So let's dive in. 5 signs of breast cancer. Of course, the first obvious one is a lump or thickening. The most common sign of breast cancer is actually a lump or mass of unknown origin. It can be in the underarm area, so let's not rule that out, in your armpit area or on the breast itself. And not all lumps are cancerous, which makes myself included, I'm kind of scared sometimes to do self-exams. Like, oh, what is that? What is that? What did I feel? What is that? But it's essential to have any new or unusual masses examined by a healthcare provider and just get things looked at to rule them out so you can move forward with peace and ease. Next, number 2 is changes of breast size or shape. So unexplained changes or breast shape, size, or contour can be indicative of breast cancer. And this might look like swelling, dimpling, just a general irritation on the breast that won't go away, or is just different from baseline. Get that looked at. Number 3, nipple changes. Any changes in the nipple at all, where it's going inward, discharge, pain, redness, need to be evaluated by a healthcare professional. Number 4, skin changes. Skin changes on the breast, again, redness, scaliness, thickening can indicate a potential issue. So if it's worrisome, please just go in. I need to get this advice to myself a lot. You know, oh, found something. Let's just go in and have somebody else look at this and determine further testing needs to be ordered. Number 5, pain or discomfort. Breast cancer is usually not painful in the early stages, but again, any persistent pain, tenderness, or discomfort of the breast or nipple area should be addressed. In my opinion, if you're worried about it, please just go in and have a healthcare provider look at this and address it with you. The timeline for detecting breast cancer really varies. Some people might detect it early through self-breast exams or routine mammogram, and others might experience symptoms that led them to seek medical attention as well. But it's important to note that breast cancer can develop over a span of years. And again, timely detection significantly improves outcomes. Let's look at the different stages. I'll try to keep this as high level as possible, but sometimes you may have even seen like your mammogram reports for some of these words and terms around there, but breast cancer is categorized into stages based on size, the extent of where it's spreading, and then the involvement of lymph nodes. So those 3 things. And they go stage 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So stage 0 is cancer cells are confined to the ducts of the breast and have not invaded surrounding tissue. Stage 1 is small, localized, no lymph node involvement. So there's no lymph nodes, again, small, localized. 2 is cancer is larger and there may be limited lymph node involvement. So this is where lymph nodes come in at stage 2. Stage 3 is it's spread, fast spread to nearby tissue and has lymph node involvement.
And then four, it has spread to other parts of the body. This is what we call metastatic breast cancer. So this is why we wanted to say again, early detection is really crucial to catching as early as possible. There is so many testings we can do nowadays for genetics and genes in general, but especially the BRCA testing. I want you just to be aware of signs, understand the timeline, recognize the stages can really help empower you to perhaps take back control, schedule that mammogram, schedule that. Or if you have a worrisome symptom, don't hesitate. Don't think it's crazy. It's nothing. It's not there. It's no big deal. Don't ever think that. I would rather you go in and it's nothing than wait with that. Regular self-breast examinations, routine mammograms, open communication is so important with your healthcare professional. It really plays a role in early detection. You feeling comfortable opening up to your provider can really make a difference with this disease. Thank you so much for listening. Go schedule that appointment. If you're in the age range, go schedule that mammogram. Don't wait and schedule today. Thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.